Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. Dozens of tractors have gathered in Paris on the eve of the opening of the Salon de l'Agriculture. Farmers maintain pressure on the government to obtain concrete progress. At the call of the FNSEA and the Jeunes Agriculteurs, the demonstration will leave from Porte de Versailles, where the salon will be held, with 14 tractors, each symbolizing a region of France. The Salon de l'Agriculture will therefore open tomorrow, and for the occasion, Emmanuel Macron will organize a major debate, a debate in which the FNSEA will not participate. In the meantime, the protocol for shooting wolves threatening herds has just been relaxed, allowing breeders to defend themselves more easily against attacks. Compensation for farmers suffering losses have also increased. However, the simplification for shooting wolves worries environmental associations, which speak of a very bad signal being sent. The imam of Bagnols-sur-Cèze, Majoub Majoubi, was deported to Tunisia, accused of calling for hatred in sermons and calling for discrimination against women and Jews. Majoub Majoubi will, however, fight this decision. According to him, the accusations are false. His lawyer contests the deportation and will file for an interim release. The Paris Public Prosecutor's Office opens an investigation after accusations of rape and sexual assault targeting Gérard Miller. 6 reports were received concerning events which allegedly took place between 1995 and 2005, assaults which sometimes targeted minor victims. Gérard Miller assures that he has never forced anyone. And then the strike continues at the Eiffel Tower. The monument remains closed for the 5th consecutive day. Unions criticize the lack of maintenance of the Iron Lady and denounce its financial management. If this strike were to last beyond Sunday, it would be the longest in the recent history of the Eiffel Tower. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.